This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Jaime Diaz is editor-in-chief at Golf World Magazine, also senior writer at Golf Digest. As a matter of fact, Jaime's latest article is about golf's new big three. It is a pleasure to welcome Jaime Diaz back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Jaime.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Before we talk about golf's big three, let's talk about our former past champion for just a moment. Why is it so hard to let go of Tiger Woods?
Well, Tiger Woods is a transformative figure. I mean, I think he's a genius that people who don't even play golf connect to. And he did something and achieved a level that we just have never seen. And I think we all feel wistful about it and would love to see it again, hope against hope. And so when he's still on the scene, it's hard to let go because it was exciting and it was interesting. Even people don't like him, I think, like the idea that someone that compelling is at the head of golf. And, you know, it was definitely an era, and we've seen this before. I mean, I certainly, as a kid, I couldn't let go of Willie Mays, and people can't let go of Larry Bird and Magic and all the guys who are iconic, and Tiger is like that. So it's not a new phenomenon, but I think it is a little bit new for golf.
Let me ask you about our brethren, the media. Do they have a hard time letting go because of where he is in his career? You know, a lot of us would have had the chance to chronicle the entire career of the greatest golfer to play the game, and now we're just having a hard time realizing that maybe that won't be the case.
There's some of that, I think. Definitely it was an honor to be in Tiger's era, and it was always so stimulating. In a way, it connected you to the past because you're constantly comparing with Jack and appreciating what Jack did and looking at the all-time greats and Bobby Jones. And Tiger just kind of widened the whole, you know, perspective on golf through his greatness. And now that greatness is not there at the moment and probably is there no longer, you know, that perspective has narrowed. And we're talking about the present tense more. And I think it's always fun for writers to write about history and write about sport in grand terms. And Tiger gave us that opportunity. Whether he himself talked about it much himself, it was just his achievement that gave us an excuse to kind of look at golf in a broader sense.
Your latest article about the big three, the new big three, Rory, Jordan, and Jason. Jason Day, the current number one player in the world. My poll question on the show this morning, Jaime, is who will be the number one player in the world 1 year from today? Who do you think will be the number one player in the world 1 year from today?
I think Jordan Spieth will be, and not by a lot, but I think Jordan week in, week out is a harder grinder and has more consistent finishing skills, so to speak. You know, he doesn't have bad tournaments very often. Rory seems to have times when he's just not clicking, and he doesn't, I guess, grind it out perhaps as well as maybe Tiger did, for example, even though he may be of equal talent physically. And Jason has that history already. He may have found another level where he's more consistent. But I think Jordan, whether he's playing well or not, is a very consistent finisher. Rarely out of the top 20. Always tries to make the most out of it on Sunday. There's just no relaxation of the guy. And that could be something he has to monitor going forward. But at the moment, I think he's just full of energy, and it'll keep him high on the finishes.
We are talking with Jaime Diaz from Golf World and Golf Digest. Were you surprised by the year that Jordan Spieth had?
You know, I've thought of Jordan as a special player, but the achievement of this year, the level he attained at the Masters, was higher than I thought he had in him at the moment. He surprised me with the leap he made from the year before. So that with that start, though, I think he gained so much confidence that I wasn't surprised he won it at Chambers Bay, although, you know, he had to pull out all the stops there. I mean, he's like a great, you know, dramatic actor. I mean, he really makes it exciting because he's a great escape artist. At the same time, he has these little disasters, then he bounces back from them. So, you know, he's an exciting player to watch. At the same time, I think he maxed out his abilities in a really attractive way. I mean, he's still a growing player, but he got so much out of what he had. And I think that's why everybody connected with that.
You mentioned Rory earlier. Do you think Jordan's play and Jason's play has kind of lit a fire under Rory?
Absolutely. I think Rory, for a while, Rory felt, I think, that, listen, I'm a very gifted tee to green player and especially great with my driver. And when I drive the ball well, that's good enough. And I think what he's learned is, no matter how good you hit it, if you putt like Jordan Spieth and get it up and down like Jordan Spieth, you're going to be very difficult to beat. And, in fact, he may not be as good as Jordan Spieth right now in terms of just posting a score. So I think Rory's had to refocus on where he's got to actually improve his game and work. And I think he's going to bring more attention to his chipping and especially his putting. Now, whether it'll, you know, translate into improvement or not, I would think it would, but I think he knows what I had was not quite as good as I thought it was relative to my competition.
So your big three is Rory, Jordan, and Jason Day. So is Ricky Fowler, Billy Casper in this whole story?
Well, you know, Billy Casper was winning a lot of tournaments, and this is no knock on Ricky Fowler, and he's done great. Finish at the Players' Championship was awesome. But, you know, he has not performed to the same extent in the majors, although he had, you know, the four top fives last year. I don't think he's quite Billy Casper. I think this particular big three is way above the fourth. I think Casper probably was a big four in those days. But he's the closest. Although, you know, I think for ability and the guy I actually expect, if he can get it together, would be Bubba and Dustin. But Ricky is a beautiful player to watch. He's really an attractive personality, and I think there's a lot of expectation that he'll be the fourth guy because he's so young. But at the same time, I think there's a whole level of five or six guys who are at that second level. But right now, I think the big three is kind of distinct.
You've done this for a while, Jaime. Is the game of professional golf in a great spot right now? And is it in a good spot when it comes to the overall landscape of sports?
I think so. I think one thing that's happened is that our top players have learned to their own benefit how advantageous it can be to be attractive to the public and maybe available to the media, that they can further their brands that way in a selfish way. But the good part of it, and I'm not saying they're being selfish primarily, but the good part of it is it makes the game more accessible to the fans. And that makes golf more attractive. And it certainly, Ricky in particular, has really stimulated a lot of young people interested in the game. So I think, you know, the game's gone through a tough time with the recession and all, but I think this is a nice catapult from these big three being so young and, you know, sort of so open. I mean, Jordan's a very attractive personality, great interview. Jason Day has really opened up as a person also. I think that puts the game in a good place, just like it did with the first big three, especially with Arnold. And Gary Player was very accessible, and Jack learned to be. So I think when your top players are winning personalities, that helps the game. And that's no knock on Tiger. Tiger did what he had to do to be the best he could be. And nobody was pushing him to be, Mr. PR. In fact, I think to some extent, people respected him more because he was so focused on just being a great golfer. But I think we've learned that with the game in trouble and in need of a boost, when the top players are accessible, it's a positive.
He is Jaime Diaz, the editor-in-chief at Golf World Magazine, senior writer at Golf Digest. You can read his article about the Big Three online, if you'd like, at golfdigest.com. Jaime, I appreciate the time. I know you're catching a plane. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, John. Sorry about the little rush, but always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot.